Morning, Falcons Junior High Wind Ensemble. I'm John Rashina, orchestra conductor, Cal State Northridge. Happy to hear you performing today. We're opening up with nice upper woodwind sound. We start a little bit of a pitch problem. The sustain notes between the clarinets and flutes, not too bad. It seems like they're listening really well. Pitch is just a little bit slow down. Play out a little more trumpets on that theme. I think it would break up that theme a little more marcato, but this may be an issue dealing with the hall. I'm noticing today that the hall is so resonant that it's very hard to get good, crisp, clear articulations out in the audience. Nice little swell there. Overdo short articulations in a hall like this, but there's probably no way to predict this up front, but I would probably detach the separated notes a little more. Which means sweet, or espressivo, expressive, or cantabile, which means singing, in my opinion, basically eliminates whatever the dynamic is there, and you really need to approach it vocally like you're singing a song. So really project and have some shaping in the cantabile section. With a full group, obviously, you'd have to explain specifically where those phrases are peaking and coming down, or you could sing it to them, obviously. Now here are the articulations working. Really, really nice sound. Ooh, that's nice. Nice job in the picks. Piccolo flute. I can't see if you have a piccolo in there. I think you do, but it was a really nice articulation there in the upper woodwinds and percussion. Got a nice snare drum going on in the back. And a nice sound. The snare drum sound is really nice and crisp. You drive the tempo from the back. Ooh, nice shift in color in the ensemble. Love that the group is not overplaying. Everyone seems to have good listening skills. That's a very nice shaping of the tempo. Lead voice. Need the lead voice to play with more confidence. Even if it's piano, make sure it still projects. Sounds like it's oboe. We have oboe in the middle there. Is that first? There's our oboe. Yeah, the oboe part could project to the back of the hall. Let loose a bit, horns and saxes. This is your big moment. Maybe a little more shaping through the low notes. It's really a beautiful sound coming out of the ensemble. I'm just trying to give you little bits and pieces of things you might do to make things even more beautiful. Sometimes you have to overtly phrase, meaning you have to really exaggerate your dynamics in a phrase in order for it to kind of touch the audience. You're sort of doing it all, but it's a little too subtle musically to make it work out here in the audience. I love the way the trumpet's timbre was pulled out there. I wish we got a little more of it. The suspended cymbal roll was a bit much. Percussion, whenever you play a suspended cymbal, timpani, or snare drum roll, you want to be careful not to overbalance the ensemble and to, let's say you have an 8 upbeat crescendo. You want to always tease the audience the first four bars of the crescendo by doing a slight crescendo and then really bring it up at the end and peak at the very ending. Otherwise, you end up drowning out some of the members of the ensemble early. You end up drowning them out before the peak ever happens. Oh, that is nice articulation here. Yeah, you're making it work with the resonant hall. Love the upper woodwind sound. Really love the upper woodwind sound. Great sound for middle school group. And I have to say, nice piece to open with, and a lot of variety shown off in this one piece. You're able to show off so many tempos and styles. The next piece, I love the fight to Kelly and Shenandoah. Sound in a low brass. Really no overplaying by any part of the group. They really know when to blend and when you need to pull various textures out. The thing is that there's such great variety and articulation now. Nice job on the xylophone in the back. I don't feel like the xylophone is exactly with the front row of wings. This is tough in a resonant hall. It's a little bit... You could get away in that passage of having the mid and low brass legato stuff being a little bit lighter in order to create even a little more color contrast between the upper voices and the mid voices. It's a little bit too much of a straight across the board blend. Although I heard all the voices, I would have liked to have heard the upper woodwind part even clearer. But again, maybe the resonant hall. Tune upper woodwinds. Yeah, oh, that's a beautiful cutoff. Upper woodwinds, you lost pitch center. You got to listen all the way to the end. Make sure you're tuning to the brass sound. That is a fantastic piece to open with. And I'm looking here because I haven't heard any of you play that in performance in festivals. I don't know what grade that is. It's not easy due to the variety of music that occurs in that 8 to 10 minute span. It really shows off pretty much anything an ensemble can do. And it was done really well. An excellent piece for junior high band. I don't say that often because I don't think there's tons of great repertoire, but that was great. And I know the next piece is a great arrangement of Shenandoah. And I always comment to groups when they do stuff like this. I might start here to be a little flexible with the tempo, be free and expressive. Let's see what happens. By the way, it's very musical right now, that the approach to free and expressively is that groups generally will do good performances in regards to the phrasing of the music as it pertains to the dynamics. In other words, there's up and down all the time. But what conductors often miss and groups often miss is phrasing of the tempo. And that would be that at the end of a phrase, letting the tempo shape downward a little bit. And as you push through the phrases, couple of choices, sometimes actually pushing tempo through the phrase to give it a more fluid feel, or even toward the peak, stretching tempo out a little bit. It seems like you're kind of doing it a little bit in here, but I do feel, and I'm even seeing it from the conducting, there's generally a 2, 3, there you go. You shaped there. You shaped the tempo there. But in context of da da dee da 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 da, that there be a little more push and pull. That is viciously difficult to teach young musicians to do. It takes us so much work just to teach them to play in time and to learn what it's like to play this slow and hold this tempo this slow, which, by the way, is fabulous. And they are not pushing this. You've really taught them to hold it back. But perhaps, if I'm just thinking, if you're able to get up to this level with them, why not allow yourself to be even more flexible with the shaping of the tempo? The way I would do that is just take the opening 8 to 16 bars, do it as a chorale warm-up once in a while, which you may do already, have them get to the point where they can actually memorize little chunks and look up, and you conduct it a little bit differently every day when you go in. Then in the performance, say, okay, we're going to do Shenandoah the way I want to do it today. You've got to watch it, maybe any one of the versions we've done this year, and really develop this intense level of communication. They're doing it with dynamics. It's absolutely beautiful. I would just like to hear a little more free-flowing of the phrasing of the tempo. So we're combining the shaping of the dynamics with shaping of tempo simultaneously. Now here I don't mind. This should be steady tempo, because you have the chime note and a kind of a repetition in the low brass going on. This makes sense to keep this flowing at a steady tempo, and that would help. Now if you had more flexibility at the beginning, you'd have more variety in context of the whole piece. You'd have these sections that are suddenly steady and moving forward. It's so hard to play this in tune. It's such a tricky little arrangement. This is not whatever grade they, I remember looking at the grade of this piece at a contest, I was thinking it's too transparent for it to be that low of a level. It's actually a very tricky little arrangement. It requires great ability of the woodwinds to play in tune on these moving echoed lines. I think the flutes could support more and just project more. Flutes and clarinets, you gotta remember, you're in a huge concert hall now, so you want to fill up the hall. Even when you have piano written, you want to make sure that your sound sustains. Keep your air moving, keep your posture intact, keep your embouchure intact. This to be a little more flexible, but again, I'd love to hear the sound of the ensemble open up a bit more. I'm talking to a bunch of college musicians right now, but you guys are playing so well, I'm able to give you some pointers on what I think you can do to take it up to yet another level. I was going to say I would love it, the tempo, to be more flexible in here. There it is, and no, you are slowing down. Make sure da-da, the last two notes, are still within that retard. They went dee-da, da, and they were slowing down, then they went da-da, and there was a little rush on the last two eighth notes of the retard. Ooh, nice tuba sound. Come on, trumpets now. Yeah, I'm really very pleased that you're able to get a middle school. musical group to sound like this. Really fantastic. So musical. Okay, a little bit of an intonation issue there. A tough program for a junior high group. Great repertoire selection. You know, I love your repertoire, so don't take what I'm about to say as being... Oh, and I love that you're rotating. Wow. This is awesome. Really good idea. I don't think I've seen... By the way, I've judged at least 80 junior high bands in Las Vegas area and Southern California and up here this spring. I don't think I've ever seen a group get up and change seats in a performance. That should be done more often. Great idea. I was going to say, I love the repertoire. My only suggestion is, as a junior high band director, that you, and this may be difficult, that occasionally during the year you're able to do some transcriptions that would allow you to expose the kids to orchestral literature or orchestral composers. For example, an arrangement of something like by a Strauss or a Dvorak, Tchaikovsky, a transcription, so that you can then bring in the original versions, teach them a little bit about music history. I sometimes worry that middle school directors, if always selecting a repertoire that is written in the last 10 years, are unable to really put it in context of another time in history and talk about even performance of classical music versus romantic versus baroque. So it's just a thought, if you can mix it in a little bit during the year. Okay, I don't think I've heard this one. Well, you're covering everything today with the multimeter now. Nice light articulation. Play them lighter if possible. Wow. In the percussion, that's normal in a hall like this. Resonant hall. Keep moving, winds. Da, 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 da. Pretty good, pretty good. Okay, so now we're finally seeing that the group is being stretched a little bit. Good idea, still good piece, but some problems with the cleanliness of some of the licks in there, the upper woodwinds. A little bit lighter tubas. There's some good xylophone playing going on and good percussion. Night and vibes. Really nice job in the percussion section. Wow. What I like about this performance is it's generally fairly clean and there's a nice... color shifts. In other words, I can hear my attention is being constantly diverted to different sections of the ensemble of the lead voices, which is a great job by the conductor. I'm hearing that stuff and picking apart the score and exposing the most important material. I feel like the group, from a dynamic standpoint, could go for it more in the big fortissimos, just a little bit, without overplaying, which will make your soft sound even a little softer. I think we could push the softs down a little bit. The cymbal rolls are really nicely blended. Usually those are overplayed. Uh-oh. Well, obviously, this could be the inner voice. This could be cleaned up a little bit in the clarinets, but it's tough stuff. So I'm getting the color. I'm getting the murmuring, which is kind of nice. Nice mixing of the triangle roll with the flute riffs. Good job on the horn. Wow. Really good job on the horn. And sax, maybe, or horn. I took my eye off the score, so I'm just watching like right now. Good low brass sound. Sounds like a really good high school wind ensemble, and it's a junior high band. Great, great job. Just fabulous repertoire selections. Good. Good job, trumpets. I still think trumpets in general can go for it more. Brass can go for it a little bit more here. Good brass, good matching the octaves and the low brass and the upper brass there. That was nice. Wow, really great job. Euphonium, I believe, doubling down the octave of the trumpets. Keep driving the tempo, everyone. Wow, horns playing with bells up. Holy cow. I can't believe the horns are handling this at the middle school level. Wow. Bravo, French horns. Come on, let loose, everyone, now. We're going to peak at the end. Don't let up. Don't let up. This is written for you guys. I just noticed that on the score because I had not recognized the composer. That is really a nice piece. Nice variety. Really has the kids counting like crazy. And I think it's quite challenging for the horns to go up and play that high in a middle school piece. Great job by the percussion section, too. Really nicely done. Hopefully this is published or gets that Travis Nassatero publishes this soon, because it's really a nice piece, so congratulations. I talked constantly on the tape, so I thank you for the performance. I'm not going to continue to comment. I've given you comments on articulation, what I thought you should do with phrasing and dynamics. I think it was really a great job, so congratulations, and good luck to you the rest of the year.